Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's segment on Love Lighthouse. Can you handle the people in your life that know you the best? Can you handle them telling you the truth? Now, this segment can really, really help us expand our viewpoint of life, and we can have some major breakthroughs together if you're up for it. So, I had an amazing breakthrough the other night with my 11-year-old that I'm going to share with you. And I've been thinking about it ever since. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there are so many gems within this experience I had with her that I'm going to pass on to you today. So get out your notes if you have that handy. Otherwise, just listen. And if you're driving, however you're listening to this. But here's the thing, okay? We are stuck in old patterns in life, okay? This is something that has been passed down to where we think these babies, these children come into the planet and they know nothing, and they're basically, for lack of a better word, dumb little kids that don't know anything. And it's our job, because we've been here longer and we're like, oh, we're adults, we know it all. We're going to teach you some things, so listen up. But guess what? That is often so backwards, so very, very backwards. And the reason I say that is because if we are strong enough to let our egos down, because that's very egotistical, right? To think, oh my gosh, I'm smart and I'm wise and I know everything, and you're just little junior, you don't know anything. Just kind of pat them on the head, right? But the truth is, these are divine beings, just like you, with eons of wisdom, honestly. They're omnipotent, all-knowing love is what they're made from. They incarnate into a body just like you. And they just came from truth, which is the other side. So they're actually more connected to truth. Then honestly, and again, I know this word feels like it's like, dang, that's harsh. But honestly, many times the longer a human is on planet Earth, the dumber they get. I mean, dumb in the sense of dumb is like the opposite of wise, right? So wisdom to me is truth. Wisdom is being connected to truth. And dumb is kind of lies and not like being disconnected. And so honestly, the longer we're on planet Earth, many times, the more disconnected we are from truth. And so when our children say things to us, if you can handle it and they're truth talking, then you can have major breakthroughs and growth there. I believe that the relationship with a parent and a child is the perfect playground or setting for the most profound growth we can ever experience here on planet Earth. So many times, and this doesn't just apply, I don't mean just the, when I said, I opened this up and I said, can you handle the truth from those people that know you best? Now, those are your children for sure. But it's also your partner. Man, does your partner see all of you, right? The ins, the outs, the good, the bad. If you've been together for a significant amount of time, then they know you and they can see things within you. And they're not always right. I'm not saying that people outside of you, if they say something to you that triggers you, I'm not saying it's always true. It maybe isn't. Maybe they're in a mood, or they're in a bad place in their life and they're just, you know, saying something to you that isn't true. But many times there's some truth to it, especially if it's a child saying, hey, you do this and it hurts my feelings or it bothers me, or if your spouse says that. And what we do, because we are trained to do this from our defense mechanism, from us when we were a child, really, is the walls come up and we go, no, I don't. And we get defensive and we just kind of push it off, right? But that's not helping. It's not helping you, certainly not helping them, but you have such a profound opportunity to grow in that moment. So here's what happened the other night with me. I have done a lot of work and I know that I have grown a lot. I also know that I still have a lot of work to do and that I am far from perfect. And we have this thing with our kids where we tell them to not ask us in front of their friends for, don't put us on the spot. Like if you want to, you know, go somewhere with someone or you want to go over to someone's house or whatever, pull us aside, say, hey, mom, I want to ask you something, kind of pull us aside. And then we can talk about it. We made that rule. In fact, we made that when our older two, who are in their 20s now, when they were really young, because sometimes we didn't feel comfortable with certain families or parents. And, you know, when your kid's in front of you, asking you in front of those parents, hey, can I go to so-and-so's house? And we're like, well, no. And they're like, well, why? We don't have plans, or, you know, all those things. And so now you're put on the spot and you're in this dialogue that's super uncomfortable because there's reasons why you don't feel comfortable with them going, but you don't want to kind of say it all in front of them, right? So we came up with this agreement in our family that if they wanted to go somewhere or ask us something, that they would ask us in private. Right. Well, not too long ago, my daughter, so one of our adult friends said, hey, this couple said, hey, we want you to, you know, come over to our house. We're having this barbecue. And in front of them, I asked my husband and my kids, I said, hey, you guys, they want us to go over to their house. We don't have plans. What do you guys think? Should we go? And so I put them on the spot, right? And they were like, okay, fine, sure, let's go. Well, later my daughter was like, my 11-year-old was like, mom, I don't want to go. And you totally put me on the spot. And you need to do what you ask of us. And you need to basically have respect for me. And you don't want me to put you on the spot, and so you don't put me on the spot. Now, when our kids talk to us like this many times, guess what? That old conditioning starts to rise up like, well, you're the kid and I'm the adult and you don't tell me what to do and you respect your mom and all of those things, right? And so when she said that, the way she was talking, I was kind of like borderline, like getting irritated because I felt like she was kind of being disrespectful. But she was honestly being seriously, like, very valid, right? Very valid point. Many times as parents, we expect our kids to respect us, but we don't give them the same respect. Now she says, why do you do that? Why do you put me on the spot asking me to do things in front of your friends when I don't want to do them, or I might not want to go there? And you just put me on the spot in front of him. Why do you do that to me when you don't want me to do that to you? And she goes, answer it. Like, answer me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I felt like a little kid, right? Like a little kid being reprimanded by my 11-year-old daughter. So I said, well, okay, let me think about this. So I really tried to actually answer her question genuinely and not just like, just react, which, by the way, if you're listening to this on YouTube, please like and subscribe to the channel. Maybe drop a little comment. It helps the algorithms a lot on the channel. So, with that though, I thought about it and I was like, okay, why do I do that? And The best thing I could come up with is, well, honestly, you were little before. Now she's 11, which she seems like she's 20, honestly. But it's like, okay, you were a kid before. And so it's not like I'm going to ask my 2-year-old, my 3-year-old, my 6-year-old, hey, can we go to so-and-so's house, right? You're the adult and you're in charge. But then there becomes a time that those kids get old enough to have their own opinion. They honestly can contribute to conversations and really be respected, and not only respected, but expected to contribute their opinion. It really builds their confidence. It helps them make decisions and get good at standing in their own power. And when I thought about that, I said that. I was like, well, I guess you were a little kid before, and I got in this habit of just making decisions. And at some point, things changed and you grew up, and you're right. I do need to ask your opinion, and I will not put you on the spot anymore. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sure that didn't feel good for you. And you deserve the same respect. I'm sorry. Then she continued. Okay. And she really let me have it, because there were other things that she wanted to say to me. And I started to get triggered as she was standing in her power and saying these things. And my daughter, one of the beautiful, beautiful, amazing things about her is she really is here. I know she's here to break down systems, old, old systems of like rigid, this is the way it is, and you got to do it this way. That's not how she is. And she is truly a very high conscious being she just came into this planet with strength. I admire that so much about her. She is definitely a major gift to planet Earth. And she teaches me a lot. On the flip side of that, trying to parent her and that big energy and keeping it respectful, sometimes I feel like it's a little challenging. Some of you parents, if you hear me on this, drop a comment below. Let me know that you're with me. You know, put a heart, 100%. I hear you, sister, whatever it is you're feeling. But some of you parents, I know, hear me on this, because you have that conscious light worker, warrior spirit that came here to planet Earth in this current day to change the world, to break down these systems. They're also known as an indigo child. You can look that up. But she's definitely an indigo. She came here to go, wait a minute, no, that's wrong. Okay. That's mean, or that's like prejudice or whatever these systems are that are here to keep us in a lower state of consciousness. She came into this planet with her big, beautiful, bold, bright light to break these systems down. And I am very well aware of that. And I love it. I love watching it. It's beautiful to me. But when that is directed towards me to have an awakening, here I am. That's what I do. I help people. I assist people in awakenings all week long. I'm very good at what I do. And I know that. I've seen people have major awakenings. And now I have my 11-year-old looking me in the eyes, literally as my coach, to give me an awakening. Pretty trippy, right? I started to get triggered as she was saying some things to me. She said that, you know, many times she wants to have a conversation with me about, you know, when she can get a hair appointment to get her hair done, or there will be many different things that she wants to get done or ask me questions about. And I'll say, hey, I don't want to think about that right now. Or let's do it later. Let's do it later. Let's do it later. And she goes, I don't like that you do that. Okay. You're just always like pushing it off. And when is the right time to talk to you about things? Right. Now, to my defense, my day is very energetic. I'm holding a lot of energy. for people in their healing. And so there are many days that I'm done with my work day and I just want to zone out. Well, she called me out on wanting to zone out and saying, "Hey, I'm your daughter. I'm the most important thing to you. And you can't zone out." And as I started to get triggered, she looked at me and she said, "Are you mature enough to have this conversation with me?" Yes, she did. She said that. "Are you mature enough to have this conversation with me?" And, you know, this little girl in me is like, "Yeah, I'm mature enough." "Yes, I'm mature enough. Tell me what." And I recognized that as she's, you know, saying these different things to me, and there were several things that she was saying to me, but as she was just speaking all of her truth that she felt was like her truth, right? And I actually, after I was able to really set my ego down and truly open my heart and my mind and listen to her, I feel like things drastically shifted within me because of her strength and me being willing to open up my heart and take it and listen. But what I realized was, you know, for a minute, I started getting upset with her. I told her she wasn't being respectful. I kind of started, like, you know, slamming maybe some things around. And she goes, "Why are you getting mad?" And all of a sudden, I had an awareness of me being a little girl. And when my mom would, you know, when we would say things to either of my parents, honestly, and them getting upset almost every single time. Like, if there was something that we wanted to call our parents on, I don't feel like it was well received. Like, there was growth there. It was a lot of victimhood. And that's kind of hard for me to say at times because my mom is in spirit right now. But honestly, she's right here. And she's like, "It's okay, honey. It's okay." She understands. Because right now, this conversation is for the benefit of all of us. She has a higher awareness now. But I didn't feel safe. I couldn't talk to my parents about things that I was feeling and it truly be worked through. It wasn't. And here my daughter, gosh, her strength is so amazing. She's in front of me and she is a mirror for me, showing me how I am stuck in a piece of that victimhood. And when she's trying to tell me how she feels and I'm getting triggered and upset with her and she's asking me why, it was profound. So I'm telling you this because I want to ask you, can you handle the truth? When your children tell you how they feel, that's how they feel. That is their truth. And if you get triggered by that and just bring up your walls in defense, you're not handling the truth. Or your partner. Your partner many times is trying to say things to you and because you're afraid, you won't hear it. I'm not saying, again, like, they're always right. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're projecting their stuff on you and they're on a different planet based on what's happening with them. I don't know. Every situation is different. But after this wonderful, gnarly night we had the other night with me and my daughter. I mean, it wasn't like we were screaming at each other. We were just saying, like, some hard things. She was saying some hard things to me and I was like, "You're being disrespectful, right?" And she was like, "No, I'm really not, Mom. I'm just telling you how I see it and how I feel. And are you mature enough to hear it. So we finished the conversation. We went to bed the next morning. I told her thank you. And I told her that I had some major breakthroughs that night and that we would talk about it later after she, you know, after the day was settled. But I honestly feel a lot lighter since that conversation. I also was proud of myself because I saw that I was able to look within and step more into truth. And that was, I felt a shift with myself. So I encourage you that the next time someone that you love, see, the people we love the most, they have the biggest response. We have the biggest responsibility together to heal, to help each other heal. That's why we came together in this life, is to help our spirit and soul to progress and advance, to become older and wiser as a spirit, as consciousness. And those people that we love the most, they are the ones that can trigger us the most because we care the most about them. So when they say things to us, there are real, real gems in there, real gems that if we're strong enough to listen and open up our hearts, then we can completely shift right then and there. So these are things that we go over in my Awaken group. I invite you, if you haven't checked into it, check into it. It is such a profound space of healing, and I want to invite you to come and be a part of it. Click the link in the show notes, check it out, and we will go into something new next week. And much love to you all. Thanks for being here for this conversation, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliathu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.